In Jesus Christ, God has spoken. Jesus is much more than we might ever imagine, and tonight you've learned a bit about that through Pastor Jeff, who has so aptly shared as he's spoken of the many names and titles of the perfect God-man. Jesus. Say His name with me. Jesus. Let's say it again. Jesus. Here's what the angel said to Mary. Do not be afraid, Mary. You found favor with God. And behold, you shall conceive in your womb and bring forth a son and shall call His name Jesus. The angel in a dream to Joseph, the future foster father of Jesus, said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call His name Jesus, for He will save His people from their sins. So who named Jesus? Jesus, God's messenger, announced, but obviously God Himself picked the name. So let us be reminded again that Jesus is Yeshua, is Joshua, literally means Jehovah is salvation. He is Savior. The name of Jesus brings with it a certain attractive comfort for some. The name of Jesus draws. And a particular reactive repugnance for others. I've had enough of this Jesus. And I believe that's all the more testimony that His name, chosen by His Father, does bring peace on one hand and does bring a sword on the other, just as He testified. In Cologne, Germany, after World War II, these words were found on the wall in a cellar. I believe in the sun even when it's not shining. I believe in love even when I feel it not. I believe in God even when He is silent. In a war-torn world that becomes hopeless, someone writes something like that, and we understand why. But please understand that God is not silent. God has communicated to the whole world for all time through Jesus. God has spoken up through Jesus. Hebrews 1 says, God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by His Son, whom He has appointed heir of all things, through whom also He made the worlds, who being the brightness of His glory and the express image of His person, and upholding things by the word of His power. This Yeshua, this Joshua, this Jesus is uniquely different. About the name of Jesus, Acts 4:12 says, nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Not that we can be saved, by which we must be saved. No other name, no other character of man, no other authority can produce salvation. So tonight, I ask you, are you more closely drawn or driven farther away when I say that God has chosen Jesus to be His only way to eternal life? Our only salvation. No other name The name of
Jesus.
The name of
Jesus.
The name of
Jesus.
That is the fulfillment of the message of Christmas. It is a message of hope and peace and joy to the world. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on Him should not perish, but have life everlasting. With the birth of Jesus comes the message of salvation. With Jesus there comes a particular inclusiveness and a particular exclusivity. That is to say, all who believe are included, and all who reject are excluded. The Word leaves no middle ground. It doesn't make another way or another name. Tonight I want to challenge you to be more absolute in your confessed allegiance to such a one named Jesus, who proclaims to be the only way, the only truth, and the only life. Jesus is the expression of God's love for the world. Jesus is the spiritual light of the world, who dispels all spiritual darkness. Jesus is the life by which man can be rescued. John says, and this is the testimony: God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He who has the Son has life. Who does not have the Son of God does not have life. So tonight I simply ask, are you kneeling with the shepherds and the wise men who were ready to worship God's gift for our redemption? Or are you reeling with Herod and the Jewish leaders who would not yield the throne of their own lives for Him to be king? Who sits on the throne of your life? The Apostle Paul, who at first didn't like the name Jesus, met Him, became a spokesman for Him, won the known world to Him, says this: therefore God has highly exalted Him and given Him the name above every name. And what is that name?
Jesus.
That at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven, those on earth, and those under the earth, that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Jesus, no other name. Does it draw you or drive you away? Romans chapter 10. But the righteousness based on faith says, do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven? That is to bring Christ down. Or who will descend into the abyss? That is to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith we proclaim. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. For the Scripture says, everyone who believes in Him will not be put to shame. There is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord of all, bestowing His riches on all who call upon Him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And what is His name?
Jesus.
And have you called on the name of the Lord? Do you believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord of all? Tonight we want to worship Jesus. We're going to stand and we'll be singing No Other Name. And that's why we praise Him, and we will remember. And if you want to know more about Jesus, if you want to come to worship Jesus, if you want someone to pray with you tonight, I'm asking our elders to come and stand in front, and we'll be here to spend a little time with you. During the last song, the offering, a way of worship, will also be received while you're standing and singing, so be prepared for that. And we want now simply to worship Jesus Christ, Lord of Lords, King of Kings.